All it required was getting out of my chair. Okay, let's see. A TK-7160 is a good one. TK-7302, 7360. I can dig around. I've got a box of those. I don't know how many are working and not working. But to people like yourself who have the interest, then I would bother. I'm sure I can have a VHF one. And see, I would just put in all the frequencies that are local around here. That's all that matters. You don't have to have one that is 1,024 channels that it's difficult to program and delete from. I guess if I was to really take this serious, I would get contact info, an email, or a phone number or something, and, you know, I'm willing to poke around and set something up.
Yeah, I am serious. I don't want to spend a lot of money on it, quite frankly. Maybe, like you said, 50 or 80 bucks, if that's in the realm of things. But yeah, if that's the case, then yeah, I would be interested.
All right, in that case, I'll give you one for free. I've probably got 6, 8, or 10 of them, and probably 2/3 of them are in perfect condition. Yeah, I'll do that. All right, well, before we go, if you want to give me a phone number, we can go that way, first name. And this is true for everybody else. An outside antenna is going to make a huge difference, you know, especially to direct traffic. Those red, white, and blues, everybody will hear the repeater pretty good. But, you know, what do you want to hear county fire out on the road? Anyway, which is rural metro. An outside antenna really helps a lot. Simple VHF, 19-inch ground plane, coat hanger with radials, hunk of coax. Okay, I want to get out of here. I need to shift gears. Let me get my paper and I'll get a phone number. Hold on. I'm too comfy in this chair. If I stay any longer, I won't get up.
Roger that. I know that feeling also. I'm in mine right now.
I was in there making fruit salad, actually a mixed salad with, well, anyway, lots of good stuff that you could survive on and live on. I was just cleaning the kitchen from my mess, and I heard these folks talking. I thought, well, it is the season. It is important. And again, with so many people listening to this channel who find all that they need easily, you know, then and there, was me. I've got a ham shack, so I come out here. It's surrounded by equipment of all bands. It's an office for ongoing business. I have a Siskiyou. It's a music room. Kimber and I both play music. We play together. Have plans for the future to do more. So that's a little bit more about the behind the scenes of persons, purpose, and places.
The adult playroom. Yeah, they're always good. Somebody once told me the difference between men and boys is the price of their toys.
Well, I suppose there's mostly truth in that, huh? People think ham radio is expensive, and it is. Power supplies and antennas and tuners and radios and who knows what else. But then so are many other things. Well, I've been doing this since I was a kid. When I plugged in the Christmas tree at 6 years old, I was hooked. I've been plugging stuff in ever since with mixed results. All right, give me a first name and a phone number.
First name is John, J-O-H-N. Phone number is 541-291-3910. 3910.
Got it. All right, I'll try to do better in my promises than the last guy. I kind of went hollow on that, and I did not follow through. It was a 110-watt VHF, 128-channel remote head. So just the control is up front in the box to get 100 watts, you know, go somewhere else. And anyway, I've got the little small mobile guys all in one. I can see a box full of them from here. I really do. It will requiring bother to bother. And if somebody else is interested in anything, then it's a lot easier for me to bother to bother.
Well, I can't speak for others listening, but I'm looking for a low, inexpensive unit that I can just use as a scanner that can cover these, you know, the rural, the maybe the police, fire, emergency services, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what this will be, a 6, 7, 8 generation back Kenwood radio that I'll give you for free with all those frequencies in it. And you could add, delete, and scan as need be. Yeah, that's what this will be. Everything will be on VHF, and this is one of those once upon a times that can have a new life, one step away from the dumps. I take them to the flea market, the ham radio flea market, the ham club, and all that. You know, really, very few people want any of that anymore. The people who could bother to get the software and program them, and that's the same, could be the same kind of people like Timber, who has taken upon themselves to get the appropriate programs, plural perhaps. Well, certainly for the various kinds of radios, long, accurate list, programming cables, programming software, and some insight how to do it all.
Yeah, that might come in handy also. I had a, I think it's a Radtel handheld unit that needed some programming, and unfortunately the software only ran on Windows, and in our household we only have Apple Macintosh computer, so to this day I've been unable to reprogram that radio, so that knowledge will be helpful too.
Well, it's absolutely necessary, otherwise the radio is worthless. Yep, that's part of it. That's part of it. Well, I can't help you on that radio. I've never even heard of the brand, you know, but I've got all this Kenwood stuff, and like I said, I'll just program something up with a bunch of local stuff. Everything you'll ever need and want is available to hear down here, and you'll have a cheapo scanner. Okay, John, well, that's real good. Well, I hope our conversation, if any listened at all, here, there, or anywhere, picked up some bit of value. You know, radio is critical. Radio is important. You know, most of us are just doing it as a hobby, and we're trying to listen to those who have given their life on the line, career to fight 100-acre fires and 100-degree heat, you know, good sakes. And it's early in the season. That's kind of a bummer. Already hot. I was on the coast camp with the grandkids. There was like 10 to 14 of us at one time. It was beautiful over there. Family tradition over the 4th. Drove back over into Roseburg and south into the heat. But that's another story. All right. I'm going to let you sign clear, and I'll do the same.
Thank you, Steve. Good chatting with you. And look forward to hearing from you about that radio and, yeah, about more other things. It's interesting talking with you every time. So I'll let you go also. This will be WFGP983, clear and monitoring.
Give me the prefix again. What's the first three?
WFGP983.
SAM or X-ray? WS.
Golf. Papa.
All right, thanks. All right, I will sign clear myself and sit here for a few and then move on, finish what I was doing, and maybe do some more sitting and move on to something else. All right, I believe it's WSGP983, John. WRMB624. See ya.
WRMB624, Steve, nice talking to you. Thank you. WSGP 983 monitoring.